Everybody have a good Christmas morning so far? Amen. Huh? Praise the Lord. A little excited this morning? Presents? Huh? Praise the Lord? Yeah?
Okay. You guys don't sound very excited. You look more excited this morning. Praise the Lord.
We're going to be looking, you know, it's Christmas Day. This is a time when we look at the birth of our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. And if you look at the bulletin, it says gift, the gift, and the gifter. Gifter is not an actual word. Can't find a dictionary. I made it up. Yay, I made it up. I did make it up. I was driving down the road in my truck and was like, that's a pretty good title for a sermon. So I told Julie and she said, gifter is not a word. I'm like, well, it fits. We all know what the gift is, right? We all got gifts this morning. Somebody got some gifts maybe last night. We've been giving gifts, right? Praise the Lord for that. And we know who the gifter is. I mean, you spend a lot of time, you go out and you look at presents and you buy stuff and you wrap stuff and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? But I want to look at the most precious gift we ever got. I want to look at the gift that continues to give year in, year out, day in, day out, minute by minute, second by second, the gift continues to give. That's something? Isn't that a great gift to get? That's the kind of gift I want to get. It just keeps on giving. It's like a new gift every day, right? That's what this is. We're going to be in John. We're going to be in the book of John. You've probably never heard the Christmas story from the book of John. Because it's really not there, but it actually is. Pretty cool. I'm going to start in the Old Testament. I'm going to look at Isaiah 9. So we know what the gift and the gifter are. We're going to look at Isaiah chapter 9. Maybe you've seen this verses before. Maybe you've heard this. This is... Isaiah was written 700 years before the birth of Christ. 700 years before. I can't tell you what I'm going to have for dinner because everything is closed. There's no place to go. Right? You can't go nowhere today to eat dinner. You got home and eat peanut butter jelly. Right? Huh? You can't get away. 700 years. The God of the universe set in motion 700 years. I think he set it in motion when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. But 700 years before the birth of our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, these words were penned by Isaiah. Why don't you read this with me here? Isaiah 9:6, it says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given." You and I, to us, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. This kid isn't born yet, and the government, he's carrying the government. I'm thinking, wow. It gets better. "And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor." I looked this word up. This is really cool. Wonderful Counselor ties into a messianic title. Wonderful Counselor. It points towards the anointed, continuing, and marvelous acts of God. And if you read it in Hebrew, it actually... It's a better translation. It's a wonder. He's a wonder. He's going to be a wonder of a counselor. He's going to be wonderful. Extraordinary to the point of being miraculous.
Hallelujah.
Wow. This kid ain't even born yet. He's got some heavy stuff coming. Mighty God. The Almighty. Mighty God. Everlasting Father. That means he has been and always will be. Huh? What's it say? It's the Prince of Peace. You got any peace this Christmas season? Could you use a little peace this Christmas season? Huh? Yeah. What's the next verse say here? "Of the increase of his government and of peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it, to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth, even forevermore." And what's the, and that's a period, forevermore, period. And as you say, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. You'd almost miss that part of the verse if you didn't look at it. The zeal, the burning fervor of God says, you know what? I'm going to prove to you. I'm going to do it. I can see in heaven Christ and God, chest bump, yeah, we're going to do it, baby. We're going to do it. High five, yeah, we're going to do it. Yeah, we're going to put deity in a diaper. What? kids, your kids watching the web. There's a part in there. It just comes to me when I heard it. Like, you ever see that awesome cosmic power? Yeah. Huh? You remember that? That's this awesome cosmic power of God. Now put it in a little teeny tiny baby. Did it in a diaper. I thought that's pretty cool. Yeah. And it says, the Lord of hosts, Jehovah Sabaoth, the God who says, angels go do this, angels go do that. He leads angels. He's their leader. He's the God of hosts. He said, my zeal, I'm so excited. These people have sinned. They can't come to me. I got to have all this sacrifice. I want some way that they can come boldly before the throne of grace. And they can talk to me. And they can ask me for stuff. And I can just grant it to them. We can talk back and forth just like that. So I want to do it. Huh? That's what he did today, 2,000 years ago. Huh? I read that. I thought, you've got to be kidding us. That's awesome. God says, you know what? You don't have to believe it. I'm just going to do it. Huh? Praise the Lord. Let's go to the book of John. Let's stop in Luke. Let's do it. I was debating on whether to do it, but you know what? I think this ties in really nice with Isaiah 9:6. Luke chapter 2 is what? It's a Christmas story, right? You guys read that all before you open presents this morning? Could you keep the kids kind of tied down so you could read it to them? We had to read it after the first time because it was too much. You know what I'm saying? I want to read a little bit here. I don't want to dwell on this, but I want you to get a... We all know this story, but I want you to get a handle on this. It says, in those days occurred the decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole Roman Empire should be registered as taxed. This was the first enrollment. It was made when Quirinius, governor of Syria, and all the people were going down to register, each to his own city or town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the town of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his espoused wife, who was about to become a mother, she was a child. And then when they were there, the time came for her delivery, and she gave birth to her son, her firstborn. And she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room or place for them in the inn. And in that vicinity there were shepherds living out under the open sky in the field, watching over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord flashed and shone all about them, and they were terribly frightened. Can you imagine? I wonder when I look at this, why did God go to the shepherds? Was all those people in town too busy? You know, you wonder about that. And then you think, you know what? In Isaiah, God says, my fervor, my burning desire is going to do this. It's almost like he needed the whole of heaven. He needed the whole of his angels. Like, he's got, who's this guy? Where'd he come from? Can you imagine? Pitch black, dark, out there with a little campfire, she's going, he's out there, kick back. Turn the golden watch. And one day, whoa, this guy! Huh? Can you imagine? The light! Wow, it's like shining! And he says, just don't be afraid, fellas. Don't be afraid. It's okay. What's he say here? But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good news of a great joy. I will come to all people. For to you is born this day in the city of David is a Savior, who is Jesus Christ, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And 13 says, and then suddenly there appeared with the angel an army. Can you imagine? I can't. Can you imagine? It's dark outside. You've been outside when it's just totally cold, nice, cool morning, dark. See all these stars and kaboom, it's daylight, the sun, it's like all this light shining. Can you imagine? And these angel troops, not just a couple guys, yeah, let's do the same one. No, it's like, yes, God did it, he said he's going to do. Can you imagine? I can imagine the angels being that way. Yes, did you see that? That's incredible. God, the God of all creation, God of glory, he's in a little teeny, tiny imagine these angels were like, this is so cool. What are these angels saying? They're praising God. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill. What an awesome statement. Huh? We all know that Christmas story, right? We know that. Let's go to the book of John. I want to take you somewhere. When I read this, I was like, oh boy, oh boy. When you get asked to preach on Sunday morning as Christmas, that's kind of heavy, isn't it? Yeah. You know what's even more interesting today? Hanukkah is today. That's the Jewish festival. That's their holiday. It's on the same day this year. It hasn't happened since 1959. They're on a lunar calendar. We're on a solar calendar. They have 360 days in a year. We got 365. So it takes a while for them to kind of come together. But today is the same day. Isn't that awesome?
Amen.
Yeah, it's awesome. The book of John, very, very, very first chapter. The idiot in the diaper. John doesn't go into any detail on, like Luke and Matthew does, as far as, you know, how this came about, how Mary became pregnant, how Joseph found out about, how Joseph told all this traveling around, how the baby was born, how the angels was all went, yeah! All this stuff. He doesn't go, it is. He starts out right off the bat and says, in the beginning, before anything, before all time, was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. John ties this in. This is something very interesting. I looked into this. This word for word, logos, ties in to Genesis chapter 1. The power of God's spoken word. His self, what is this? I'm going to read this to you. See if I can find it. Yeah. His self-expression in creation, wisdom, and revelation, salvation, and made it refer to one little baby person. This Greek word, or word, is a messianic title meaning Christ. In the beginning was Christ. Jesus, in the beginning, the very beginning start of it. And the Word, Christ, was with God. Really? You mean when this all started? Christ was God? Yeah. And the Word was God Himself. Wow, that's a pretty... Whoa. This is a trinity thing here. Isn't it? You ever get a handle on that? Whoa. Father, Son, Holy Spirit? He was self-existent. He was God. He was the Son. Word. He was our Savior. I want to read you something here. In John chapter 1, this is how it actually would be written if it was translated 100% from the Greek. It says, in the beginning, the Word was existing. It was existing in the beginning. And the Word was in fellowship with God the Father. And the Word was, as to His essence, absolute deity. Essence of this word, He was absolute deity. This Word was in the beginning in fellowship with God the Father. All things through His intermediate agency came into being. Without Him, there came into being not even one thing which has come into existence. He started it all. In Him, life was existing. And this aforementioned life was the light of man. And the light in darkness is constantly shining. And the darkness did not overwhelm it. He was self-existing. He was God. What's it say? He was present originally with God. My verse says it too. Verse 3 says, all things were made and came into existence through Him. Without Him was not even one thing made that has come into being. In Him was life, and life was the light of men. You mean to tell me this baby, this deity in a diaper, created all things? All of it? And He's this baby? How do you do that? How did God do that? I don't know. I don't know. But He did. And we can go on through and read some of this, but in verse 14, it brings out a really nice point here. In John chapter 1, verse 14, it says, the Word, Christ, became flesh. And it says tabernacle. In the Greek, it's, he's fixed his tent, and he lived there a while. And then he put up a tent and lived there a while. His tent was his body. He just put up a tent and stayed with you for a while. It's like somebody coming to your house and putting up a tent in the backyard and saying, I'm going to just stay with you guys a little bit. Huh? When you invite him in on a cold night? Yeah. And we actually saw his glory. Such glory as an only begotten Son receives from his Father, full of grace and truth. God loves you so much. Christ loves you so much. They decided, we're going to have to fix this thing that's broken. We're going to have to pay the price. We're going to have to buy back each and every one of you sitting here today, and each and every one sitting in the church today that have accepted him as the Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to pay the price to buy you back. It was an awesome price, that gift. Like what Paul said about a credit card. 2 o'clock this morning, the Lord woke me up, and I was working on this sermon, this thing. And it's like a credit card. The gift I'm going to give you is like a credit card. It ain't got a limit. Ladies, can we say amen? Here's a credit card. There's no limit on it. You just go buy anything you want. No limit. And you know what? When the bill comes at the end of the month, big red bold stamp. Pay it full. You don't owe a dime. Pay it full. That's what God did. That's a gift that he gave us. A gift that gave you this most awesome gift. John 3:16. You know that one? Probably the most memorized verse in the whole scripture. For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he even gave up his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish. You're not going to come to destruction, but have eternal life. Look at verse 17. For God did not send his Son into the world in order to judge the world, but that the world might find salvation and be made safe and sound. You understand why I came? You understand why we can praise God? You understand why we can look at this birth, this child, and say, deed in a diaper, and how did you do this, God? I have no idea how you did it. I have no idea how you took this power and hid it in its own flesh. But I'm so grateful. So thankful that you came down the cross. That's why he came, guys. He came to be born. He came to live. He's suffered just like you and I. He's been cold. He's been hot. He's been tired. He's been sleepy. He's been all the stuff that you have. It says nothing comes against you he's not aware of. No matter what it is, he knows who you are. And he understands where you're at. And he said, you know what? I still love him. You understand that's why it came. You understand that's what it is. You understand that's who God is. He loves you. He loves you so much he wouldn't let you go. He won't let you go. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning, guys. Father, we try so feebly to speak your word. Your word which you put above all your name. Your word which has became flesh and dwelt among us. The word, power of the spoken word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Power of God. Father, we just try to speak it so feebly. And just thank you, Father, for showing up. For being with us and giving us strength and wisdom in this time. We can speak your word. Father, we can just understand just a little glimpse of who you are. What you are. What you did for us. And Father, we just pray and we thank you. Father, we just want to ask a special blessing on each and every one here. That your love this time of year will be so powerful and strong.
everyone feels it. They can love you as you loved us, realizing you sent your own son, and only you need the precious son, Lord Jesus Christ, to come to live in a body, down the cross for us. We can celebrate. We look forward to seeing you when you come. All we thank you and praise you. I'd like to have the elders come forward this morning. I'd like to have the praise band come forward this morning. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior this morning, I would plead with you to find him. Because he's looking for you. He's not hidden. He's not hiding. He's open. He's looking for you. And he wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to be your God. Your God. One day, you will be able to warn, whether out of reverence and love or in total fear. That's who that baby was. He's God.
You guys have a Merry Christmas. And the Lord bless you this year.